Welcome back, everybody. Jeff Rediger here with my co-host for this series, Bryant Stone, replacing Wall Street with Main Street. Catch our previous episodes on various podcast channels, YouTube, and social media. This series is dedicated to the informed Fed. So welcome back, Bryant.
Hey, Jeff, how we doing, man? How's everything?
Good, good. As we're going through this book, I think this applies to not only federal employees, but everybody can take some tips away. I'm extremely interested in this chapter because I think it plays into the philosophy I've always had, the holistic viewpoint of your finances. Especially with the federal market, which is where you specialize. Tell us a little bit about, you know, what it means to be taking a new perspective on learning chapter two in the book, The Informed Fed.
Sure, yeah. So with this chapter, you know, there's a lot of things that get brought to the table here, but I guess to kind of summarize it, the biggest thing is that we want to the federal employee to understand a couple of things. Number one is that in order to learn your benefits and not only your benefits, but, you know, Jeff, this comes with any facet of life, right? Like if you are going to go purchase a new car or you're going to purchase a home, you really need to educate yourself about the process, right? And, you know, what we want the federal employee to understand is that, you know, your benefits that you have with the government, you know, they are a little bit convoluted. They are a little bit, you know, difficult to understand if you don't take the time to actually, educate yourself. And that was one of the big things in this chapter. We wanted to make the federal employee understand is that, you know, you do need to take the time to educate yourself and understand what, you know, the different acronyms mean, right? Whether it's, you know, like a FEGLI or an LES or a CSRS or an FERS, you know, all these different acronyms that they have that just kind of get thrown out there. But if you don't take the time and actually learn it and understand it, it's going to be that much more difficult for you to produce that successful retirement that most people envision themselves having, right? Because the ultimate goal, Jeff, right, when you retire is that you retire. you're not going back to work, you know, only unless you have a passion or something that you want to do. You're not going back to work because you need the income. So really just to summarize it, you know, taking a new perspective on learning, that's, you know, that's the main point we're trying to get across in this chapter, you know, along with, you know, some other things that we'll talk about. But yeah, that's kind of like big picture there.
Yeah. So for example, for the federal employees out there, their long-term care benefit has changed drastically in the last 2 years. They have, you know, next year they're going to have an increase in the contributions to their TSP. So, you know, there's a lot out there that are variables. And the reason I bring this to everybody's attention is because, we will refer to it at the end, to click the link to MyFed University, because that is truly a financial education firm dedicated to the federal employee. And the federal employee at all phases of their career. So you also touch upon the three phases of their financial career. And those are keys to different financial decision-making. And let's get into that a little bit. Let's talk about that. So the accumulation phase, and I know you deal with all three of these phases in your practice. So, you know, what are some of the keys to those that are with, you know, say those are either just starting or within the first 10 years of their career?
Sure. Yeah. So, you know, that accumulation phase part of your career that we talked about in chapter two, You know, that's typically when you're earlier in your career. You know, you're accumulating the majority of the assets that you're going to have throughout your lifetime. You know, when it comes to investing, you're typically going to have a little bit more risk because your time horizon is going to be a lot longer than someone that may be in that preservation or distribution phase. So, you know, that the accumulation phase is really, you know, Jeff, where, you know, that federal employee or just, you know, any type of employee is really building a solid foundation to their retirement. And then once they kind of, you know, mature and they're later in their career, and then they start to enter that preservation phase. So that may be, you know, somewhere is in everybody's situation's different. And that's also something that we talked about in this, you know, in this chapter is that, you know, you may have an employee that you work with that you guys make the same income, you have the same job title, but you can have two totally different scenarios. And you know, we really try to caution in this chapter and when I'm talking to my clients of really just taking that, you know, quote unquote water cooler advice, right? from your coworker who you know, who seems, you know, to have it all together and, you know, is definitely has good intentions, but you know, their situation's not particularly yours. Everybody's situation's different. So the preservation phase, you know, we're speaking in generalities here, but typically it's, you know, somewhere in between 5 to 10 years away from retirement. And now you're starting to, you know, scale back that risk that you do have in your, you know, your retirement assets. And you're, you know, you're really just, you know, trying to hence preserve what you do have. So that money, you know, can last you throughout your lifetime. And once again, everybody's situation is different. And then lastly, Jeff, you know, we talk about people transitioning into that distribution phase. And this is probably the most, I wouldn't say the most important. I mean, they're really all extremely important, but and it probably all hold equal weight, but you know, that distribution phase is now you are retired, right? Now it's like, okay, how can I make these assets that I've accumulated, I've preserved, how can I have them, you know, distributed throughout my lifetime where it lasts me for as long as I live and I don't run out of money, which is the number one fear and concern of any, you know, person approaching retirement. So, you know, those are the three phases that we kind of touch on in this chapter, and we'll dive deeper into it in the book. And I always, you know, when I'm working and talking with my clients, Jeff, it's something that we're, you know, whatever phase that they're in, we're talking about that current phase and then also, you know, what it looks like entering that next phase.
Yeah, so the distribution phase is where a lot of mistakes are made, and it gets back to chapter two in the philosophy of what you just stated, that you better make sure you're working with the right advisor, because all the years of accumulation, then you get to preservation, then the distribution phase. From our perspective, what we see now, you're making decisions in a short timeline. You had all these years to prepare. Now it's like, oh, I think I'm going to retire. You know, correct me if I'm wrong, but there's hundreds of Social Security options for income, right?
Yeah, there's a multitude of ways you can collect it.
And then, you know, people make that decision a lot of times separate from how to take their pension, when and how, what option to take on their pension. And then, like, for most of you out there, your thrift savings plan, which is going to be a majority of their retirement, and the taxes, the taxation of that. So these are all in of themselves a huge decision. So you have to have somebody understand your benefits, and that's where the variables come in, correct?
Yeah, I mean that it's a game changer. You know, and I think I talked about it in our last podcast is where you know, when you know, you do have to make sure that whoever you're working with understands your benefits. You know,
Absolutely.
obviously, you know, we're on this podcast today. That's our niche market. That's what we do. But I've seen federal employees, you know, just working with, you know, maybe their parents' financial advisor or their cousin's financial advisor or their mechanic's financial advisor, whoever. But they have no idea of what their federal benefits are. And then I've seen people have make terrible mistakes getting advised improperly by different financial advisors out there. Not that the financial advisor meant to, you know, give them bad advice, but they just didn't understand how their federal benefits work. So that's, you know, something that we urge in chapter two. We preach in our practice, you know, to really caution against, you know, working with someone that doesn't understand your benefits, and also taking advice, you know, from that coworker, colleague, whoever it may be, that's not a financial expert. And, you know, just because there's, at the end of the day, that's just not, you know, that's not what they do for a living. So I really caution, you know, the federal employee of taking that advice. So, you know, there's just some of the things that, you know, we talk about in chapter two that it seems like, you know, Jeff, it's common sense, but, you know, it's just like anything, right? So, you know, it seems like it's common sense. It's like, you know, like our dentist, right? They tell us to brush our teeth twice a day, but you know, how often do you brush your teeth twice a day, right? It seems like common sense, but you don't do it. But it's something that you have to continually be reminded about. And then when you go back to the dentist 6 months later, they tell you, you know, like, oh yeah, I got to do that. So, you know, just something that you have to be continually reminded. And that's what we try to, you know, do in here in chapter two.
It's all about creating good financial habits. And so with that being said, if you want to book a time to review any of what we talked about, regardless of the phase you're in your career, you can click Brian's calendar link below. You can also click, if you found us through one of our podcast networks or YouTube, or if you've gone to the website, you can find previous podcasts by clicking the link below. And also different topics that Brian's covered on financial planning and retirement. So, Brian, thanks again.
Hey, Jeff, thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, so look for the next podcast to drop, where we're going to get into chapter three, Earn While You Learn Philosophies. So we look forward to your feedback and your attendance, and also go over to MyFed University, check us out there, a lot of great information, and, you know, we want to be a resource for each of you, so feel free to reach out. You got the 800 number below in the content there. We look forward to hearing from you. Until next time, thanks.
Thank you. Investment advisory services offered through Red Hawk Wealth Advisors Incorporated, an SEC registered investment advisor. Top Rank Advisors, LLC, and Red Hawk Wealth Advisors, Incorporated are not affiliated.